WildTalkRadio.com.
The following program is not intended for children. It contains mild language, violence, sexual innuendo, wink, wink, brief nudity, and deals with mature themes that some may find offensive. Parental discretion is advised.
The Wild Talk Radio Network now presents The Evolution in Online Sports Entertainment.
Hey, everybody, this is X Pac with D-Generation X.
Hey, this is the Rated R Superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam. You're listening to me because you are listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wrestle Talk Radio.
Who's ready for story time, baby?
Hosted by Tim Stein.
Best there is, the best there was, or the best there ever will be.
The intern, Kane Kittens.
I am the best in the world at everything I do.
Special guest host this week, local indie wrestler Keishi Matsunaga.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Acknowledge me.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Don't stop listening, or I will find you. I know where you live. I have Google Earth.
WTR Sunday night.
And remember, it's okay to play with yourself. As long as you have an action figure.
And you know what that means. It's time for another edition of WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio. Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com. Twitch.tv/WTR Live. Chat. Do you have Amazon Prime? You can link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Support the channel. All the fun, happy stuff. You can use carrier code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop because hashtag epic partner, because every all the collabs in the world are in there. You name it. It's there. Anyway, I am the producer. Joined, as always, by the intern.
This was a little tough. This one was a little rough for me.
This one struggle was a struggle bus.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like WWE felt all right, and then I got to AEW. I was like, oh, crap. That one hurt.
That one will indeed hurt. As we predict the future tonight on WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, and we're gonna go back through what we did got wrong last year. And I have a feeling. You guys got a lot wrong. Maybe?
Yeah.
But maybe Tim got them all right because it's the one and only Tim Stein.
Yeah, I didn't get them all right. Far from it. I know I've got one at least sort of right. Which is half of what I did last year, I think. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first WTR Sunday night of 2006.
Off by 20 years?
Yep.
Yeah.
A little bit off. I'm just living some nostalgia, that's all.
Like most wrestling fans. Anyway, tonight we're going to be looking.
You finally understood what I was doing there.
Yeah. So we'll go back in time to last year to see all the bad predictions we came up with, or they came up with. We're going to make some new predictions. We're going to go
and they'll be just as bad as last year.
We'll make some WWE predictions. We got some AEW predictions. I'll chime in for some AEW stuff because your mic's a little crackly, Tim. So don't move it.
Yeah, I'm just spinning it around.
There you go. And we also have picks from Keishi Matsunaga as well.
Oh, he did submit them. Okay, good.
He did submit them. We're also going to finish up ChatGPT's predictions as well. So, should be a fun time had by all. Yeah. So, with that...
Never rely on ChatGPT for anything. It's so wrong so much of the time.
It produces a lot of the games we do. It's fun. It's awesome. It's amazing. So...
Excuse me.
Anyway, Keeper of the Sheet.
Aye.
What do we got?
All right. So, about this time last year, we did our picks for... Actually, I think we were a week off. Because I think we did the draft at this point last year.
No. No, because draft was done on a Thursday. Because Casey's not here.
Right, but I meant even last year. I thought we did draft.
Draft was later.
Okay. I can't remember.
Yeah, we're good. Same time.
Okay. So about this time last year, we made the picks. And we're going to go over them now. We'll see just how well, if you can see my air quotes, we did.
Well, and so how did they do?
Well, we're going to start off with the World Heavyweight title.
Uh-oh.
And, we have points earned for this.
Uh-oh.
Keishi chose Jey Uso.
Those weren't points.
I know, I was starting with the one that didn't get points.
He did hold the belt.
He did win the Rumble shortly after the year started. He did hold the World Heavyweight title, and then he subsequently dropped it. So that the match with Goldberg could be for a title. Tim and I picked CM Punk.
Yes, we did.
Really went out on a limb there.
It was a little bit out on a limb. We didn't know he was going to hold it at the end of the year.
Well, technically, it's supposed to be Seth Rollins right now. But, you know.
So, point for me, point for Tim. 0 for Keishi to start.
And we're done.
And it kind of goes a little off the rails. United States title. I had won Obafemi. Just a little short on that main roster run. Keishi had Ethan Page.
Yes.
I feel like we all kind of went in that direction because we talked about these on Thursday. Kind of going the same direction.
Right on.
Yeah. Yeah. Lindsay had Ethan Page for the United States title. I'm sorry, she had him for the Intercontinental title.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were thinking that. Tim had LA Knight.
Oops.
No.
For the World Tag Team titles, so this one was interesting. I had Kevin Owens and Drew McIntyre as a team. They did not team up. They did not get the tag team titles. Tim and Keishi didn't pick this one.
What? Are you sure?
Yeah, because I remember we were sitting there doing this, and it was, we don't know who the tag teams are on Raw, so we're not picking it right now, and then you never came back to pick them.
Let me just call up my 2025 end-of-year prediction sheet. What was it again?
The World Tag Team titles, the ones from Raw.
Oh, the World titles, as opposed to the WWE titles.
Right.
It's not on my list.
Yeah, see?
It didn't make the list!
So no points awarded for that one.
I don't think they would have been gained either. So
I mean, you never know. If you picked the safe pick of the Usos, you would have gotten it. So your women's world title. Keishi and I went with Julia, who was a champion during the year. Not that championship and not at the end of the year. She did win on Friday.
She went on Friday.
Started the year off with a title win. Go figure. And Tim had Rhea Ripley.
Not quite.
Not quite. Women's United States title. I had the fortune of being part of Lindsay's pink slip tour, and I chose Shayna Baszler.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well.
No, I mean, she may make a great producer backstage.
She might.
She might be a great coach. She's just not the end of the year United States champion.
No, not quite. No.
Keishi had one Raquel Rodriguez.
Hmm.
I mean, she fought for the women's world title. Just not the U.S. title.
Not the U.S. title, no.
Tim had Naomi.
Yeah, well, Jimmy Uso kind of threw a wrench into that one.
Well, and she was the world title holder at that point.
Still, could have happened. You don't know.
I think the whole point of this is we do know.
Yeah, we
actually
we do know.
No, the point is we don't know, and we're just guessing.
All right, so now we move on to the
the Unicorn Championship?
The UWU Championship.
The Undisputed WWE Championship, no longer Universal.
Undisputed. Okay, updating that.
By the way, it's been that way for about 2 years. It's taken you 2 years to update the sheet.
Shut up.
And you've been reminded
for shit out of that one, Brent.
Casey had one brawn breaker.
Not quite.
Tim thought Roman Reigns was going to have the belt back by now. And I had the Samoan werewolf Jacob Fatu.
Well,
sounds like a tie to me.
We all swung and a miss.
Just a bit outside.
All right. For the Intercontinental Champion, Casey had another member of the Vision, Bronson Reed.
Ooh.
No.
No.
You might wind up being 6 months too early for that one.
Tim had Finn Balor.
Why?
I mean, it's in the same faction, Tim, just not the right person.
Yeah, okay. So that means I get like a fraction of a percentage of a half a point.
No.
No.
I got the faction right.
That doesn't count unless it's the title.
Yeah, but Tim, you want to see how it's done? I had the faction and the person right. I had Dominic Mysterio.
You suck, which is kind of like ironic to say because you got it right, but whatever.
So that puts me at 2 points. The WWE Tag Team Champions. Tim had the Street Profits.
Yeah, Tim had it wrong.
I mean, they did hold the titles at some point during the year, just not at the end when it's important. Casey had the Bloodline 2.0, a.k.a. the Gorillas of Destiny.
Ooh. For which ones? The
WWE Tag Team titles.
Okay.
So the right brand.
Yeah.
I had the group that was going to tag team in AAA and then didn't. I had the Lucha Bros.
Not quite. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet, but not quite. So as of right now, we still have one host who needs to get on the board for our WWE Women's Championship. Tim, you had Charlotte Flair.
Why?
I don't know. You picked
me neither.
Her.
I picked her.
She did win the Rumble.
With a bold prediction. I had Jordynne Grace, who just now decides that she's going to try and be on the main roster.
Yeah, very surprised by that one. She's headed up to the main roster.
She's kind of lagging behind there.
And now every host is on the board because Casey Matsunaga had one Jade Cargill.
Way to go, Casey. I'm happy for you, dude.
So I'm at 2. Tim's at 1. Casey's at 1. For the women's tag team titles, I had Fatal Influence, who's still waiting for that call-up. Casey had Lyra Valkyria and a partner to be determined. Still waiting on that to be determined. And Tim has half of a team still with the WWE. He had the unholy union of Alba Fire and Isla Dawn.
Hey, one of them's not there anymore.
Yeah, one of them's with AEW now.
Yeah. So that was kind of trash. Trash.
All right.
Big words.
So 2-2 or 2-1-1 through our WWE section. Now we get into some fun picks for AEW.
All of my AEW picks are just for funsies.
So our AEW Trios tag team titles, excuse me. We had myself with the Undisputed Kingdom.
I don't know if there's anything Undisputed or Kingdom about AEW at that point. No, at this point right now.
No. Tim and Casey both had the Hurt Syndicate.
Well, they do hurt people.
Including themselves, apparently, because Bobby Lashley is on the shelf.
Yeah.
See, we're going to go into the tag team titles. This is where I had the Hurt Syndicate, who did make a run with the tag team titles this year. They hurt people and then dropped the belts without getting pinned to Brodito.
Yeah, you know.
So no points for me.
No point.
Keishi had the Golden Lovers of Kota Ibushi and Kenny Omega.
Don't think they teamed up one time as an 8-man tag?
I think they teamed once, and then Kota Ibushi decided to break his femur.
Yep.
And apparently make an appearance at Wrestle Kingdom yesterday. So
priorities.
And Tim had the Outrunners. So.
Still no points.
No points. All right, we're just going to do this very simply. No one earned points for the AEW women's title because we all had Mercedes Moné.
The one title.
She didn't hold. Well, technically, she didn't hold the tag either, so.
One singles title she did not hold.
Yeah, the one singles title she did not hold. So no points there. For the TBS championship, Keishi had Athena, who is a forever champion, just not the TBS champion. I had Anna Jay.
She may not be forever AEW at this point.
I was going to say, who looks like for right now may be on the way out. And Tim is on the board with AEW picks, picking Willow Nightingale.
How the fuck did I do that?
Snuck it in.
I don't know.
Last minute.
So you were tied.
So Tim and I both have 2 points. Keishi has one.
Yep.
Tim is doing as well at picking AEW as he is WWE. I just want that to be known. For the Continental Championship, I had Daniel Garcia, who wasn't even in the Continental Classic. Keishi had Jay White, who was not even in the Continental Classic. Tim had Okada, who lost the belt in the finals of the Continental Classic.
Oh my god.
To Jon Moxley. That's the thing with the Continental Classic. You have to think, who's going to win the tournament?
That's
or the...
what you call a dead ball foul.
So now we move on to the AEW International title. I had Ricochet, which I could make an argument this is technically...
It's not technically. It is not the international title. He holds the national title.
I know, but they basically changed the rules on what the national title is.
They changed the rules on what the unified title was, and then, you know, here we are.
Well, no, they didn't change the rules on the unified title. They just simply said that. So, fun note, Rock. Apparently, the Continental Championship is only good when it's part of a secondary-style title. Because remember, at one point, it was part of the American Triple Crown with the New Japan Strong.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got paired with the international title to become the unified title. So basically the title itself doesn't matter worth a shit.
Well, yeah. So
I had Ricochet for the international title. He really is the national title holder, so this doesn't count. But I was just going to try and make a case for it just in case. Keishi had Brody King. I mean, he was a tag team title holder, but didn't come close to winning a singles belt. And Tim picked Jay White.
Not could have been worse. I could have picked Jay Lethal.
Yeah, I mean, at least Jay Lethal's ending up on some form of AEW programming.
Is he?
Ring of Honor.
Oh.
He turned on Bandito. Or no, either Commander or Bandito. He turned on one of them.
Jay Lethal pushing 2026. Go for it.
Yeah, because, you know, he couldn't work with Jeff Jarrett because Jeff Jarrett's just doing commentary again.
Remember
after signing that one year contract.
To win the world title that this past year.
Yeah, and then he had that shit-ass match with MJF, and they decided, yeah, no, we're not going to do that.
But Booker of the Year.
So, the TNT title, you know, that secondary, you know, that championship that shows you're basically on the way to being world title material. I had Wardlow.
You feel good about that one?
No. No, I do not at all. Keishi had Max Caster.
I think I would feel better about Max Caster than I would Wardlow.
You know, the greatest wrestler alive?
Yeah. You know, the greatest wrestler alive. Yeah.
Who's now part of the Unacclaimed. Tim had Ricochet.
Well, not quite.
Again, champion, not that champion. AEW World Title. Keishi had Will Ospreay. Well wishes to Will Ospreay as he heals from neck surgery, who also was seen at Wrestle Kingdom last night.
Imagine all these big injuries that they're just flying to Japan. Amazing.
Yeah, they're all hurt, but you know what? Maybe they're getting stem cell treatment out in Japan. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tim had Darby Allin.
Walk, walk, walk.
He did go to Mount
Everest.
He
climbed Everest.
He did. He went there. He did the thing.
He just doesn't get a title for climbing Everest.
He got a flag, though.
Climbed Everest. He just didn't plant the flag.
All right. So the score was 2-1 until the Triple B came back.
Oh, shit.
And my pick for the AEW World title holder was MJF. So that's 3 points for me. All right, now we're getting into our final three categories. First off, breakout year candidate. Keishi had Jordynne Grace.
Not quite. If she had won a championship in NXT, then yes.
I was going to say, if she had won an NXT title.
Then yes, but no.
Tim had Zarya.
She was very popular. Of a tag team, but no point.
She defended a title, just not hers.
Not her title.
I used the same person as before, and I had a caveat with it. I had Julia.
You got the... What we gave you, what, a point?
You gave a point for that because, as I argued, NXT champion, United States champion, got called up.
Yeah, a successful point.
So there. So 4 points for the intern so far. Now we get into our, as we learned Thursday, the Lindsay Ward Pink Slip Award. Who's going to be released or fired?
She is the Pink Slip Provider.
The Lindsay Ward Pink Slip Provider. Slip Award.
Wow. So, Tim, in case you didn't catch the rack this past week,
working.
Lindsay had 5 picks for champions that were released throughout the year.
Oh, Lindsay.
That is why she is the Pink Slip Provider at this
point. And I told her I was going to call it that on Sunday. So, you're welcome, yeah. Lindsay.
Is she mad at you now? Because she hasn't said anything in chat.
Oh, she's probably getting on a plane and flying out here in order to kill me. So, released or fired. Tim had Joaquin Wilde of the LWO.
Still employed.
Yep, still out there. Still earning a paycheck from WWE and TKO.
Still employed.
I had Apollo Crews.
Still employed.
Who you can still find on Main Event somehow.
And Triple, he worked AAA too, I think. So he's there.
He worked AAA and then he was on Main Event.
Keishi had won Giovanni Vinci.
Wow.
All right, Keishi gets a point.
And now we get into the bold prediction of 2025. I'm going to save one for the end just because. So Keishi had Matt Cardona in the WWE.
Shut up!
Well, technically, now, not to be correct. Fair,
Cardona did not appear in the WWE until this week.
Yeah.
Zack Ryder made the appearance in the Last Time Is Now tournament.
And Matt Cardona was on NXT, though.
Is what?
He was on NXT.
Was it Cardona or was it Ryder?
As Cardona.
Okay.
But... How did he phrase it?
Matt Cardona in the WWE.
In the, like, what do you mean by in? Just shows up or signed
that's, by WWE? That we didn't, I don't know if we made that full declaration.
Because he
when
was,
you say to me in the situation, it implies he's signed and he's with the company.
So technically, that's no point then because to end the year... He was not with the company.
He wasn't formally announced as WWE until the first show of 2026.
And he came out as?
Matt Cardona.
Matt Cardona. So, Keishi was off by a week, or Matt bent him over.
He was technically off by, what, one day?
Yeah, he missed by
2 days.
A day.
2 days.
2 days.
All right, technically 2 days.
Hold on. Hold. We're doing some
facts. He missed it by a year.
We're going to do some fact checking. So you have it written wrong, Brent. His bold prediction was, yes, it was Matt Cardona to WWE. It doesn't change it, but that just, there's the clarification. It was to WWE.
Okay.
He still didn't get the
which
point.
It's still wrong. Even more implies that he signed.
Yeah, I went back and found the picture from last year. So
I was translating from what the picks were on sheet because I didn't have his sheet. So
there you go.
I had a two condition pick essentially because one of them we kind of thought may happen and one I attached to it in order to make it a little more challenging.
Yeah, you wanted a challenge, so here we are.
I went with Ricky Starks and Britt Baker will be in the WWE by the end of the year.
Ooh. Well, you got one of them.
I got one. The other did not happen yet.
No, she's still waiting for the right opportunity to return to AEW. They're working on it. We'd love to have her back.
Yeah. we'll see how that plays into things later. Tim's bold prediction.
Uh-oh.
The boldest of bold predictions. Charlotte wins the Royal Rumble. And I will state, in parentheses after that, as was stated by Rock and myself, weak as hell.
You guys called that weak as hell.
Yes. Yeah.
Yet I nailed it.
Because everyone knew she was going to win. The Royal Rumble.
It was the clearest prediction of all time.
It was released on every website leading into the year.
It still counts.
It's a point, but it's the weakest point that anyone's ever gotten, and people have gotten points for the Usos and the New Day.
Oh, cry harder. It's still a point. At the end of the day, doesn't matter if it's strong or weak, it still counts the same.
Okay, so Rock, I'm just putting down for 2026, Tim's prediction is that we will see Chris Jericho in the WWE. Got it.
You're not going to see him tomorrow night. Forget that.
Not when they break the walls down.
So, our final standings for the 2025 picks. Keishi, 2 points. Tim, 3 points. And the intern takes the win with 4.
Did I win last year?
Hang on.
With 2 points?
Last year was worse.
I had 2 points last year.
Let me see. You wouldn't have won with 2 points because I had 2 alone with the WWE because I had Cody Rhodes and Braun Breaker as champions. Tim got 2 points total because he hindered the gender and he had Braun Breaker as the breakout star.
Okay, so who won last year?
I had 3 points, so I won.
Okay, there you go. All right, let's see if you guys can do better this year, because we got some AEW and WWE picks to get into. Are we ready?
I'm good.
Okay.
Tim?
Let's start with Monday Night Raw and the World Heavyweight Champion, right?
Oba Femi.
Keishi goes L.A. Knight.
I mean, one of these years he may actually hold a belt.
He may, and Tim goes...
Seth Rollins.
Very on the limb with Seth Rollins regaining the world title. Okay.
And I have ChatGPT's pick as well.
Yeah, which was Braun Breaker.
Correct.
The women's world champion will be who? Tim?
Weekly, I'd say Rhea Ripley gets it back.
I believe that's the third person to choose Rhea Ripley to win the women's world championship.
I think so.
You know, one of these years I'm going to get it right. Or she's going to retire.
Maybe. Brent, you went with?
Of course you're going to pick somebody else.
I went with, as I said on Thursday, your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler, AJ Lee.
Keishi went with Julia.
And ChatGPT went with her compadre, Stephanie Vaquer.
Which leads us to the Intercontinental Champion. Tim?
I kind of picked Braun Breaker.
Wow, dropping him down from world title to IC champion. Wow.
To being a 3-time IC champion?
They're trying to not make it like it's a step down. So, you know. I mean, they did it with Becky.
Yeah, but Becky was a well-established champion at that point. Brent?
Intercontinental title, you said?
Yes.
Javon Evans.
Keishi goes with Oba Femi.
Which was ChatGPT's pick.
Now about the women's Intercontinental Champion. Tim?
That's where I put AJ Lee.
AJ Lee. Yep. Okay. Keishi goes Tiffany Stratton.
I could have picked her, but I didn't.
I went with Roxanne Perez.
No. You didn't went with her. You're going with her.
No, I technically picked her on Thursday, so I went with her.
No. You could have picked her on Thursday. I don't care. You're going with her because it's not until next year. Almost.
But the pick I made was in a past
I tense. Don't care. You're going with her because you're writing this out for the entire year. So you're going with her.
Hey, Rock, what's the next category?
The World Tag Team Champions will be who?
Just do it.
Tim?
Usos!
Okay.
Why? Because. Why not?
Because New Day rocks. New Day rocks.
New Day sucks.
Because ChatGPT went with the stock standard New Day.
Oh, yes, it did.
Brent?
Wait, who did Keishi go with?
Go with yours.
I went the Lucha Bros.
So did he. How about your WWE champion?
You mean the Undisputed Champion?
Yes.
The Undisputed WWE Universal World Champion for SmackDown.
Yeah, Tim? Oh.
Pick.
I went Jacob Fatu.
I have it in my head that when Oba Femi comes up, he's just getting put on SmackDown, and I picked him.
Okay. And Rock will be back in a second with Keishi's pick. Let's go to the United States Championship. Tim, who do you have?
Oh, shit. Say his name. He's going to appear.
You went with Joe Hendry?
I believe in Joe Hendry.
Because that was my pick as well. One Joe Hendry.
I believe in Attaboy. Joe Hendry. Who doesn't like Joe Hendry?
Oh, there's people who don't like him. Okay.
Yeah, the Miz doesn't count.
Your WWE Tag Team Champions. This is the SmackDown side.
Who you got, Brent?
I picked the MFT.
Damn. I have the DIY.
No, Rock. No.
Okay.
What does she have?
MFT is Tama Tonga and Tangaloa.
Okay, MFT Gorillas. Hey, Rock.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell Tim why?
No.
I kind of laugh at that pick.
No. Who did Tim pick for the Undisputed WWE Champion?
He picked Obafemi.
Oh, that's where he went with it. Okay. Good to know. All right, so you cover the men's side, I take it then?
Yeah, but when any Keishi's Undisputed and U.S. title.
Jacob Fatu.
Oh, okay, cool. So Keishi and I are kind of on...
And then Ethan Page.
Ethan Page. All right, so now we're on to the women's side.
All right, how about your WWE Women's Champion?
We'll go first. Alexa Bliss.
Tim?
Yeah, I've got Jade Cargill still holding it again, or at least having it at the end of the year.
Keishi went with AJ Lee.
But that's where he slotted her. Got it.
Yes. All right, the Women's United States Champion.
Tim?
Julia!
For the 15th time...
I didn't pick her last year.
No, but she's a
two-time already.
She's a two-time champion, so...
Well, who's to say she's going to drop between now and then? Maybe she stays two-time.
Keishi.
Keishi went with Sol Ruka.
And that was my pick.
God damn it, I like that pick.
And your women's tag team champions, Tim?
Oh, always going to be Keishi or Brent. Because I kind of picked Lash Legend and Nia Jax.
Brent?
I went with Fatal Influence.
Keishi went with Rhea Ripley and Raquel Rodriguez.
What?
Yeah.
That would be a force in the tag division. I'll give him that.
That was his pick.
Okay, so... God, that puts us out of WWE.
So, before we move on... Where's the thing? Open this. His reasoning. Long shot, I know. But how fun would those two be destroying everyone?
He's not wrong.
Okay. So now we move to AEW and the long list of champions that they have. All right.
Okay, we're not picking Ring of Honor for them because that's just too damn many.
That's too damn many.
I don't give a shit about Ring of Honor.
No one does. All right.
I barely give a shit about AEW.
Your AEW World's Champion at the end of the year will be who? Tim.
Which one was this again?
The main championship.
The World's Heavyweight Champion.
World's Heavyweight Champion. I'm trying to find it on my list.
What? It's at the very bottom.
Oh, AEW World Title. Swerve Strickland?
Whose house? Swerve's house.
All right, Brent. I will go with Kenny Omega.
God damn it!
Doesn't mean you can't pick him.
I assume you went with Kenny Omega.
I went with Kenny Omega because I figure they're going to give him one last title shot before his way out.
That's what I figure too. And he would do it like in the fall and... Yeah.
See, I see him winning it at like World's End and making the announcement of like by the end of 2027 he's out.
And loses
so, like,
it
he'll
like
start the he'll start the year, lose it at some point, and then like gracefully have his farewell.
Yeah. Keishi went with Will Ospreay.
I think he's gonna hold the belt. He'll probably win it at All In, but I don't think he's gonna hold it till the end of the year.
ChatGPT went with MJF.
God, if he holds the belt for an entire fucking year.
Your TNT champion is who, Brent?
Claudio Castagnoli.
Tim?
I had dice, and I was just rolling dice with all of my picks, and the dice came up Christian Cage.
Okay.
Yes! Sorry, I'm watching the World Juniors. Canada just scored.
I went with Josh Alexander. Keishi went with Kyle O'Reilly. ChatGPT went with Sammy Guevara.
So for his 18th reign with the TNT Championship? Yes.
Your World Tag Team Champions.
Okay, I have to scroll all the way back up for that one. Oh, that's who I picked. Okay.
Who?
Kyle O'Reilly and Roderick Strong.
Tim?
Which one am I picking?
The World Tag Team Champions.
The World Tag Team Champions. Where is it on my list?
At the very top.
That's the Women's World Tag Team Champions?
Just below that.
That's the AEW World Tag Titles?
Yes.
I've got FTR.
Tim has FT. The current champions?
I will go with the Outrunners. Keishi went with Kingston and Ortiz. ChatGPT went with Jet Speed.
See, I would have gone with them. I think they're going to break up at some point during this year. Not necessarily in a fracturing, but I think they'll just become singles.
The Trios Tag Team Champions are who?
This is a cop-out pick. The Don Callis family.
And it's 25 members. My bold prediction that I wanted to make for AEW that I did not make was the Don Callis family doubles in size in 2026.
Basically, AEW is just the Don Callis family.
Oh. Tim, who are your trios?
Death Triangle.
Who are not a team!
Who are not a team. So you want to...
The tag team of the Death Triangle is who Keishi and I picked for WWE tag titles.
I'm going to make a bold prediction and pick a member of the Callis family.
Well, to give him Don Callis family. All right, cool. I will accept that change. I will go with the conglomeration.
I had an outdated roster. Fuck.
That's outdated by at least a year.
Yeah, I figured it out already. Thank you.
Sticking with outdated by a year, he goes the Dark Order.
Gage?
Yep.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I mean, they exist still.
Yeah. Wait. Just wait, Rock. Just wait.
ChatGPT goes Swerve, Hangman, and Kingston.
Huh.
Yeah. I gave you Keishi's world champions, right?
The world champion?
World tag team champions, right?
Oh, the tag team, you had him as Kingston and Ortiz.
I want to make sure I gave it to you, that's all. Okay. The Continental Champion is who?
So who's going to win the Continental Classic, essentially?
Basically.
Continental title. Ooh. Oh, is that me?
Yeah, you.
Sure.
Okada.
Okay, Okada gets the belt back.
Yeah.
For Tim. I went with Konosuke Takeshita.
I went with Daniel Garcia. Keishi went with Claudio. ChatGPT went with Kyle Fletcher.
I mean, Fletcher was close.
International champion is who?
International champion?
Yes.
Yes, the AEW international title. I have Okada because I swear AEW is going to forget that he even has it. He's okay. Just going to hang on to it and that's it.
Okay, Tim?
I picked Will Ospreay.
Takeshita.
Okay, you have Konosuke Takeshita with that one. Who did, in fact, lose the New Japan title last night. So he doesn't have that to carry around AEW anymore. Who does Keishi have?
Kota Ibushi.
Oh, he thinks he'll be back. Okay.
ChatGPT has Orange Cassidy.
On his fourth or fifth reign with that, I believe.
Something like that. Your national champion is who?
That's where I put MJF.
MJF.
MJF. I have Kyle Fletcher.
I have Kyle O'Reilly.
Okay.
Keishi has Darby.
Okay.
ChatGPT has Wheeler.
Wheeler Yuta. All right.
All right. Your women's tag team champions are who?
Excuse me, sorry. I have the Triangle of Madness.
Hey, Brent.
Yeah?
I have the Triangle of Madness.
All right, no cool. Way.
Are you kidding? Guess what I have?
Not the Triangle of Madness because they weren't on the roster from a year ago.
Who do you have, Tim?
Brent said I wasn't allowed to say Triangle of Madness.
Was that your actual pick?
Yes. Okay. You expected me to say the Outcasts?
He had the Outcasts. They don't exist. Keishi had the Triangle of Madness.
And ChatGPT?
Timeless Love Bombs.
See, the funny thing is, you can consider the Timeless Love Bombs, but I don't think they'll be a team in a year. I think they'll just happen to, again, go their separate ways. I don't think Harley Cameron and Willow Nightingale are longstanding. And we know that Mercedes and Athena are going to end up feuding with each other, so that team's out. And also, Anna Jay and Ty Mello are probably not going to be teaming together here in the near future.
Probably not, no. Not quite.
Oh, wait, I forgot. We don't have the picks that would... Huh, darn. Those were all my those were all my NXT picks. Were the AEW people jumping over?
They were. All right, your TBS champion will be who?
Tim.
TBS champion?
Yes.
Somebody told me to pick Julia Hart.
Because
she's going to be a double champion. Got it.
Why not? Mercedes 1A was. And then some.
I mean, Okay. Technically the TBS champion is a double champion right now.
Right.
I went with Megan Bain.
Myself and Casey went with Athena. And ChatGPT has a Jimmy Hayter.
Haterade.
Your world's women's champion is who?
Boy, I'm going out on a limb here with this one. I went with my last year's pick because I think they're going to actually do it this year. Mercedes Moné.
Well, Brent, congrats. You and the ChatGPT are on the same wavelength on that one.
Cool.
Casey went with Megan Bain.
Oh, okay.
Tim goes...
I actually chose Jamie Hayter for this one.
Jamie Hayter. And I went with Toni Storm.
Oh, that's a timeless pick.
Now this is where things...
get interesting.
Get interesting. All right, let's see. Breakout star is who, Tim?
The same guy I picked to win the title, Oba Femi.
Okay, we need to have a conversation about this one. Because he's not really a breakout star. The caveat for him to be crowned a breakout star, because we talked about this Thursday.
On Thursday.
You didn't talk about it with me.
Well, we're telling you now. He has to win a championship and have a long title reign on the main roster. Because 2025, he was a multi-time NXT champion and had a very big breakout year. So he's not really breaking out if he just shows up on the main roster or wins a world title and drops it in a month.
Yeah, but he was my pick to have the title by the end of 2026. So wouldn't that be the caveat?
No.
If he wins it like the last PLE before the end of the year.
No.
But the caveat
what we're saying.
He has to have a monster year to follow up his current monster year.
Okay, give him a cutoff. Say he gets called up for the Rumble and stays up from there.
No, that's not.
Does he have to win the title and have a monster year for it to count?
He has to have
substantial run.
Yeah, he just has a substantial run with a championship. Because as a multi-time NXT champion who held this belt for a majority of the year, a run on the main roster just being there is not a breakout year.
I wasn't looking at NXT.
But we're looking at the...
It's like Bron Breakker winning the Intercontinental title and having the reign that he did. It's like, yeah, that helped break him out. It wasn't just the fact he got called up.
Right. He needs to be impressive. If he goes, I'll caveat it like this. If he goes undefeated, that's a breakout year.
This could be a topic for debate at this point next year of like, was it a breakout or not?
Right. So we're just setting the groundwork of he needs to have a massive year to follow up what he had for it to count.
Right.
We're very specific on this category. Brent.
So because along the same lines, I had Austin Theory as a breakout because even though he has had a U.S. title, he has essentially stalled his career until this most recent kind of instance with the Vision. So for me, the thing is he has to have a breakout, and it's not just like, oh, he wins the U.S. title or Intercontinental title again. It's he needs to like be a bigger star than anticipated. He needs to break out, come out of the Vision with a purpose, with a vision.
Casey went with Jordan Grace.
Okay.
All right. What's the next one they do?
What's the next one? What?
What's the we're up to released, right?
Yeah, we're at the Lindsay Ward Memorial.
The pink slip award. The pink slip provider, Lindsay Ward. Okay.
Yeah. The
why she hasn't yelled at you in chat yet is beyond me.
We're giving her another opportunity to do so now. There you go.
Oh, she hates you both.
There you go.
Ha ha! She doesn't hate me. I'm the only one. And well, maybe Casey, but he's not here, so it doesn't count.
The person who will be released from WWE in 2026 is who, Tim?
I think I picked him 2 years ago. I could be wrong, but Apollo Crews.
Okay. Apollo Crews for Tim. Brent?
I have, for my WWE pick, I have Apollo Crews, who was my pick last year.
Good job.
For my AEW pick, I have the Dark Order.
That's why you were laughing. Got it.
That's why I laughed, because Casey's like, oh, they'll win the trios belts, and I'm like, they're not going to be with the company.
I have Tozawa being released from WWE. Casey has the Viking Raiders.
Oh.
Don't say oh till you hear ChatGPT's.
Uh-oh.
L.A.
Oh.
Knight.
No.
Okay.
Wow. That would be a big ass release right there.
That would be.
That would be him asking for his release. I don't think WWE would cut him, essentially.
Yeah, WWE cutting him like Triple H isn't hated enough as it is just yet by the IWC.
Wait till Jericho buries LA Knight.
All right.
Bold prediction. Biggest thing. Time.
Bold prediction.
Tim?
No, I don't want to go first on this one.
You need to go first on this one.
I don't want to go first on this one.
Why? Do you have an essay to read to us?
What?
Do you have an essay to read to us on your for your bold prediction?
You have Chris Jericho joins the WWE?
An absolute essay. What's Casey's? Do Casey's first for a change.
It's not fun. He's not here. You're here. Anyway, his is Dominic wins the Money in the Bank.
I don't know how bold that is, but that'd be kind of neat.
Says the person who picked Charlotte Flair to win the Royal Rumble.
Hey, it was the safe pick.
Which is why we labeled it weak as hell.
You can be bold and safe at the same time.
Tim.
But my bold prediction is, you've been looking at Alexa and Charlotte as tag team, and everybody's thinking, well, you know, eventually they're going to break up and have a feud with each other. And the assumption is Charlotte's going to be the one who's going to go back to her old self and be Charlotte Flair of old. My bold prediction is actually it's going to be Alexa turns heel in spectacular fashion, starting with betraying and jumping Charlotte. She's going to end 2026 as one of the top heels on the roster.
Okay. Brent?
So I'm carrying over one of my WWE picks from Thursday and making the AEW one on this show.
Okay.
So the WWE one is that WWE will acquire a Japanese wrestling promotion in 2026. We saw it with AAA. They expanded into Mexico. They're trying to build out WWE Europe. I think Hunter and TKO are going to try and get a foothold in Japan. So that's my WWE pick. My AEW pick is by the end of 26, Kenny Omega announces he will retire in 2027.
Okay. So I made another WWE one, Brent.
Okay.
A AAA wrestler wins a WWE or NXT championship.
Wins a WWE or NXT title?
Yes.
Okay.
Are you ready for ChatGPT's?
Oh, I thought you did an AEW one as well. I wasn't sure.
Oh, no, I didn't do an AEW one, but ChatGPT did.
Okay.
Are you sitting down for this one?
Sure.
Orange Cassidy wins the AEW International Championship.
Wow.
In a career first major heel turn.
Wins the international title in a heel turn.
Yes. It basically said it drops the current gimmick and goes full on heel.
I would pay to see that. I would pay money to see Orange Cassidy actually drop his gimmick and become like a heel wrestler.
It would be good. It'd be something different. Let's see if we can find the thing. Orange Cassidy fully abandons his persona mid-2026, turns heel, and wins the International Championship from a hot baby face like Ricochet or Wheeler Yuta, shocking the AEW audience. Both are heels. Why is it bold?
Wait. Hot baby face.
Why it's bold, Cassie has never been a serious heel in AEW. A dramatic character shift would completely alter his trajectory and storyline. That was no novel like we got from Lindsay's bold prediction. But here we are.
I think I'm on chapter 6 of that prediction.
Yeah, we're getting through it piece by piece.
I got to the point where there's the Wrestlers Union.
Still more to come. Anyway.
Love you, Lindsay.
Here we are.
I still think she wants to kill you.
Oh, most definitely she wants to kill us. That's a given.
She doesn't want to kill me yet.
But that's our show. Congrats for no one making a Jericho prediction.
low-hanging fruit, even for me.
Because tomorrow night is the one-year anniversary on Netflix edition of the Stranger Things Monday Night Raw. And when it ends, we will talk about
it. Break the walls down.
We'll see who's on the list tomorrow night on the Raw Post Show.
Break the walls upside down.
You gonna make the list, Rock?
Never ever again.
Again. Don't forget how he pronounces it. Now that's that Winnipeg accent.
Raw Post Show, whenever Raw ends. Thursday night's the 2026 Ramblin' Awards celebrating the best of 2025. From wrestler to match to storyline, etc. We'll talk about it on the Ramblin' Awards on the Rack this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Saturday night, it is CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. And we'll be back next Sunday for another edition of WTR Sunday and Wrestle Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. It's at WTR Sunday night on Facebook and Twitter. Tim?
Yes?
Your socials?
I am on X, Twitter, whatever the hell you want to call it, that thing that Elon Musk owns. Follow me at Blank Sporns. Because I said so.
Right.
Yeah, you can find me on various social media, Twitter/X Threads, Instagram, Blue Sky, at either Kane Kittens or Kane.Kittens. One of those will work appropriately.
Chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen to support the channel for free. You can use credit code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Because hashtag Epic Partner. Tim.
Yes, sir.
Send us home.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Happy 2026 again. Enjoy the week. And go do your homework. We'll catch you next time we're on the air.
WildTalkRadio.com.